This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning into my podcast, Talk Yo-ish. I'm Tatiana, and I'm not only the hostess with the mostest, but I get people to spill all their tea while learning about their erotic, exotic jobs and professions. Ever wonder what a porn star does on her free time? Well, here it is. So enjoy the show.
That is your other child.
This is Tatiana at Tokyo-ish, and we are live here. I say International Playmates. Is it coming out this year?
2023. Oh. Next year, I'm on a wait list, but I am already live on the website. So go to centerfold.com/xsamsingx, and you can find my photo shoot there already.
Sam Singh. I love that. Is that, that's not a made-up name.
No, so embarrassingly enough, I had a really dumb fake name when I started, and then it got to the point where I wouldn't answer to it. So
what was it? Can we know?
You're going to laugh, okay. And I already know,
is
so
it
it's okay. Everybody can laugh together. Yeah. It was Ronnie.
So I
went by Ronnie, and it was horrible. I got laughed at by multiple managers and DJs by it, so I was like, all right, whatever, forget it. I'm going to go by my name.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows what I do anyway. Came out to my parents and other family members about my job, so at that point it didn't matter, and I just stuck with Sam because
Sam.
It's
now,
me.
Is Sam your name, or is it Sam?
It's the first three letters of it.
Okay.
I have a ridiculously long Indian name given my heritage.
Are we allowed to hear it?
Oh, no, let's
okay.
not do
okay.
that.
Oh,
but
man.
Sam is the first okay. three letters, so.
Okay, okay. Gosh, okay, next interview.
Next interview.
And then I'm going to try to say it, so I'll start practicing later.
Next time I'm on the other side of this table.
Yes. Oh, I know, because I got to come on. Now, you have a podcast, right?
I do. So I have a podcast with Night Moves Magazine.
Yes.
I interview people in the industry, mostly about the nasty sex word.
I love that. See, I always tell people, just talk into the big black dick. And some of the artists I have to go slow with because they are like, if you push my head, I'm going to fucking get off this damn thing.
Here now, I am giving your microphone some service here.
Girl, we are always doing the hand jobs on the mic bars. These are big. These are big. They're good. They're ready. Are you used to
nice
these?
Nice and long.
Nice and long. When did you first start doing anything nasty?
Long story here, but I'll make it short. When I was 18,
come close.
I did start on a cam girl website. It was back in the day. I hate saying that. I'm old now. I don't look it. Thank God I'm Asian. I don't look it. But so when I was 18, I started on a cam girl website, and it was mostly at that time just streaming. They did not have subscription anything at that time. And then by the time I turned 21, I was old enough to get into the clubs. So I started dancing. I danced at a club in Lexington for about
a year, Kentucky.
Oh. And then I started featuring. I was on the road for 3 or 4 years before I delved into full let's go porn.
Yeah, just go porn, real porn.
Let's go.
So you're a porn star.
Yes, I've done videos with several other big names.
What? Do you want to say?
I was going to.
Okay, go
see,
on,
this
yeah.
is where it's going. So Deidre D was actually my first girl video.
What?
It was amazing because she's been big in the industry for almost, 20 years.
Yeah.
So she was very helpful to me. When I started dancing down in West Palm Beach, she was great. She helped me. Like,
did you just meet her out of anywhere? Or
I met her at a strip club. What? And she was like, this is how South Florida is. This is how you need to dance. And then later down the road when I started doing porn, she agreed to do a girl-girl shoot.
So you knew
me.
Who she was when you met her.
Yeah, I fangirled so hard.
Fangirl.
I still fangirl today over people.
I love that. Well, I think I fangirl you then because I've seen you before, and I swear, were you bartending ever at Oasis? Or
no, I never bartended.
Okay,
here in Tampa.
I swear. Okay, so I just happened to be seeing your pictures, and I thought you were here, and I was like, I'm gonna meet her, and I manifested it, and then just happened because of Justice Jordan. She said Sam, and I was like, yeah, I was like, I want to see her.
So this is kind of weird, and I don't know how it happened, but some of my photos from past photo shoots got leaked to some stock website, and I have seen myself on advertisements for strip clubs that
really?
I've never even been to. One was in England.
See, I swear, and again, I won't call out the names, but I seen you on a flyer for a strip club bartending. And I thought you were here.
Yeah. Some of my photos are stock photos now, so maybe they used me, and I was like, not even there.
Yeah, because I was like, and you didn't look like you were bartending, but I was like, okay, who am I to say? Who am I to say anything?
I mean, I'll pour you a drink, baby.
I know, right? I was like, well, wait a minute, we need a shot over here again. Alfie, shots.
Let's do it.
You better get your ass out of that.
Fuck you! No, I'm just So tell me about, okay, so that was your first porn, like, so when you say girl on girl, like you're heterosexual. You like men.
Who told anyone I was heterosexual?
Oh,
what is this?
Who told anyone?
What is this?
Oh no, I'm just asking. So no, Al, like, cause that was your first girl on girl. But
that was my first girl on girl video.
Video. Okay, so you are, because of your heritage, you leave me speechless. Does that make you a wild child? Because you seem to go against the grains of everything. Thank you.
You guys got a toast?
Oh, yes.
Cheers. Oh, sorry.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Okay, perfect.
It's empty. I'm going
to
sit it down.
No, that's fine. Oh, you know. You're expert. You know. I have to hold mine. I have a small throat. Okay, so that's your first girl on girl. So this is before you kissed the girl before and had other relations.
So most people at this point know I'm married. It's
okay.
Cool.
Okay, yep.
But my fiance prior to my husband was a woman.
Oh!
So I do have a dating history up into I was going to marry a woman. And
a Caucasian
that,
woman?
That, yes.
Again, I always ask you. You have a heritage that is not okay with any of the things you're telling me.
No. So I'm always on the, I wouldn't say outs with my family, but we do have friction when it comes to my personal lifestyle versus their lifestyle.
Yes. But they seem to come around enough.
Oh, yeah. We love each other. I talk to my dad almost every day. So, I mean, there's no, like, relationship issues.
Yeah.
It's just they don't want to know about my personal life.
Of course.
We leave that out.
Was it, you think it would have been harder if you would have married the woman than the man? Because that's a big leap there.
I don't know. So she was also in the industry.
Okay.
She
Caucasian?
Yes. Okay. She's a cam girl. I'm not going to shout her out now because that was messy.
Yep.
But she was also in the industry, so I think more what they were concerned about was my public profile as Sam Singh,
yeah,
as opposed to who I was dating. They got along with her.
Oh, they
honestly,
they knew her.
She still talks to my dad, which I think is kind of strange, but
whatever,
we'll leave that alone.
Yep, yep, okay. Is your mom, is she okay with that?
Yeah, she's fine, she's cool.
She's like, as long as he leaves me alone. No, I'm joking.
My mom is actually making an OnlyFans.
Shut your mouth.
Like, I'm not even kidding. After she found out more, because you can't really hide what you do when you have a large profile on the internet.
I'm sure your mom's or your dad's friends are like, hey.
Oh, no, not. She doesn't want to do adult work.
Okay.
She's a professional quilter, so she wants to do her quilting classes
naked?
And sewing stuff.
I'm joking. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mom.
Are you
sorry.
Trying to hit on my mom?
No, but, I mean, if she looks like you, like, please, I'll watch her quilt all day.
So she did. She came to me and she was like, I want to know how to start doing the subscription website so I can put my craft online too. Yeah. So she went out, she bought the webcam,
so she was
bought
like,
the
fuck
light
you
rig.
And your craft, and I got my craft, if you want to call it a craft.
And she's got somebody that can kind of help her along with the social media and the internet.
So you want to get on there and like, it would you be okay if you got in a bathing suit and you just kind of modeled the, you know, just bring them in.
Okay, so now I'm going to go photobomb her next live stream.
Oh, God, I just, okay, she's going to hate me. She's going to hate me all day. What? I know you are. Listen, he fans on my guests. You're always fanning. I have to tell Alfie to sit out. But you bought the liquor, so we won't tell you that. I love it. So she's gonna start that. So when she first said OnlyFans, though, because I always think of OnlyFans as like as porn.
So honestly, the majority of OnlyFans
come closer to the dick
is not.
No one's ever. Yeah. Do you want to? Yeah. If you want to cup it, if it makes you feel better.
Why am I doing?
Because this is real life. If you want to cup it, let's cup it. Yeah, just they're way back there. Oh, I guess so. I'm just doing.
Well, hopefully it's that long.
I know. I'm like this. I'm like here. They're right here.
Girl, who have you been with recently?
I've been with my husband for 20 years, so I don't even. There's no cupping. What are cupping? We're just going. Just no hands like this all the way. Just.
Just dick, no hands.
I can't do that. Because you know why? Because I got to do other stuff at the same time. And
I am totally derailed. I don't even remember the question now. Okay, oh, yes. Because I wanted to bring this to a point.
Me.
Yes. So honestly, I would say the majority, well over 50% of OnlyFans is not adult-oriented.
Yeah, really?
Really. It's something around 70-80% that is not adult-oriented. There's a lot of cooking shows. There's a lot of personal trainers.
What?
There's a lot of craft people that have accounts. Now, here's the fun part.
And they're not naked.
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm
saying. You're
going to
have to show me. Yeah. I don't
so the majority
think
of
you're
the
lying.
Money
yeah.
comes from the adult side.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a $1 billion industry.
Sex sells, baby.
Yeah.
Sex
yeah.
sells.
If you didn't take your clothes off, I wouldn't be able to open my OnlyFans. Yes! I love it. You guys can't see it, but she just showed me her chocolate brown nipple. And I
love them
it.
My Hershey Kisses.
Your Hershey Kisses? I love that. You know my nickname in school because I was the only African-American Italian mix for almost to college in Michigan, in Dearborn. They used to call me Hershey. And my mom used to get mad.
Really?
She's like, yeah.
I got that nickname, too. That's where I adopted it. I was like, all right, I'll roll with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, why? Why can't I? And then my mom's like, that's mean because you're a caramel. And she used to get really pissed off because she's like, Hershey's dark. And I'm like, well, they don't have nothing to compare it to. I'm the darkest one they've ever seen.
Oh, my God. My mom rolled up to the school one day. This is like middle school. Yeah. So I'm so embarrassed. I'm the awkward preteen stage.
I love that.
To go yell at a teacher about racism in school. I was like, Mom, please.
Were you the only Indian at your school? Were you the only
Honestly,
ethnic girl?
Honestly, it's really difficult to find other Indian people.
Yeah.
So most of my life.
You saw the one we had, right? Mr. B? You didn't see him?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. The dude.
That's it. Oh, and one more. That's it. It's just three. You're the only female.
It's very hard. Most of the time, I am the only Middle Eastern, brown, whatever you want to call me, person in the room. So I'm used to that at this point. I feel like, and this is something that I want to shout out to my Middle Eastern, Southeast Asian people. You're too white to be black and too black to be white. So it puts you in an awkward situation no matter where you're at.
Yeah, never. I'm never black enough and I'm never white enough.
So this is why I brought this up, because you said you're half Italian.
Yep.
So you feel me on that.
All day. I'm never, and then this is the newest point. So now I just found out I'm not handicapped enough.
What is this?
So, okay, I wasn't born this way. I had a tumor in sixth grade. I was walking and modeling, and I was signed. Had
you're
a
still
contract.
Modeling. Look at you. I'm looking at
thank you. Oh, you're going to look at this. I was actually going to – I was flying to New York to get signed.
I got to touch them.
She did. The left one. The left one, guys. I told you, they're real. They're real. So I was on my way to New York because I was getting signed with Wilhelmina, and I've done a lot of child modeling, a lot of child acting. And so when this happened – I guess because I'm not born this way. So I was reaching out to some other handicapped girls on Instagram because they have, you know, a lot of followers. And I thought maybe I could say I kind of used my handicap card. And I was like, I figured we could, you know, get an interview, whatever.
couple of them, you can tell they read it, but they just didn't answer. And then I'm asking, and just, you know, I don't know. I just thought they'd want to support me, and I'm giving them a platform. They're giving me a platform. One girl came back, and she goes, you know, I just want to let you know, like, we found out that you weren't born this way, and so you just kind of aren't in the club.
And but I was, what is the difference here? I'm not quite you understanding.
Have to be born. Well, I guess more like you have to be born that way. I don't know the struggle because I wasn't born.
So you
that
don't
way.
Deal with this every day is what they're saying.
I guess I didn't deal with it for all my life. And I guess, I don't know, kind of like a mutant. Kind of like, I mean, I guess if someone decided I'm gonna be Indian, I'm gonna convert, I'm gonna be Hindu, I'm gonna be Buddhist, I'm gonna convert, and then they're not. I mean, like they're white or they're Caucasian, and then they convert. I guess they never see them. You know, you weren't born.
I have a lot to say about that.
I know. Oh, I know. Listen, this is what I said. I said, you know what? You fucking take your little pen and you fucking put it in your mouth. You fucking type me back and tell me the real truth. But you know, I was like, you know what? Let me not. Because again, now here I'm not black enough. I'm not white enough. And then now I'm just found out I'm not handicapped enough. So I'm like, you know, I guess I'm in a field all in my own. And I just have embraced it.
We should create the
Misfits.
What is that? Yes, that's the what I was going to say. The, like the little Rudolph
yep.
movie.
I'm telling you, this is the land of Misfit toys in Tati's Tokyo-ish toys. This is it. I'm telling you. A lot of my girls, a lot of my friends, we're all like quirky and awkward. And some of the girls are like, oh, you know, I'm really awkward. I love when you say that. I'm like a shark. I'm like, oh, come join the team. I don't want that girl that's like, I'm so comfortable, I love it, I can do this, everything. No, I want someone who's panicking. I want the girl who is like in the back. I want a girl who can't, you know, she's sucking the dick and doing the porn, but she doesn't want to get on social media. Like,
oh, that's me.
I love it.
I don't want to say I'm awkward because
you feel. That's how you feel.
Yes, but I portray myself differently. So yes, inside. I feel awkward, like, talking on camera or, like, bringing my camera out in public. Yeah. And I'll be with my friends, and I'm like, I should be taking selfies or whatever of where I'm at. But I feel weird, like, pulling out my phone and my camera. And, like, what are people going to think?
I mean, I love that. I have a thing where I'm, like, I'm not sexy. Like, even if I tried, I don't feel. I'm a comedian at heart. So everything comes out as a joke. So I can't hold it in.
And what I said to you earlier in the dressing room, I feel like was totally true, because when you do porn, you have paperwork. You do your little paperwork first before anything. You get your makeup done.
It's not sexy.
You get the lights all set up, and then there's the photographer, and then the videographer, and the photographer takes, like, some test shots to make sure the lighting's good,
while you're cupping and holding.
Right. So, like, it feels very professional, very set up.
Yeah. You know the dick you're going to suck before you get there, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see?
So,
do you
out in public, I'm like,
oh God!
What do I say? I don't know what to say. I don't have a script. I don't have a theme. My best selling video is servicing the maid.
Yeah.
So it was filmed down in Key West, and there was an Airbnb. Somebody rented out the whole condo for the shoot, and I was pretending to be the maid, and the guys came in. And I was still cleaning, cleaning the room, and I was, like, mad at them because I'm the little brown maid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not done cleaning the room. Your check-in's not till 4 p.m., and you're here at 2.
Is that the accent you use?
Go watch the video.
Okay, I was just going to, okay, good.
I think
good,
it is.
Good cat.
I at least get, like, a theme with my videos, and then when I'm out, like, today when I was here, I was like,
what do I do?
I'm shooting today. Hi.
Hi, guys. I love that. Because even right now, like us not even doing video, I actually almost feel more comfortable because we can be us and just hear our voice and hang on our words and not have to be conscious of the camera.
And here I am still using my hands and shit.
No. Listen, we are all from another area. Like, it's European to me. I talk like this. I have to. I love the fact that you feel that way, though, because to see you and you're so sweet. Like, it's not that I didn't think you were sweet, but you look really bold.
Oh, my God. I get this all the time. Yeah. I think it's my Facebook and Instagram and all that. My profile, but I look so angry.
Yeah. One of the promoters was like, oh, she's I'm a little intimidated, a little scared. And I was like, why? He's like, those eyes. He's like, are those eyes really like that? And he's like, we turn the lights off. Yeah, I was like, he's like, I feel like she's staring at me. I was like, I said, stop drinking late at night. That's all I got to tell you. Stop drinking late at night. But I mean, you're amazingly
beautiful. Start drinking
beautiful.
In the morning, then you never have to stop.
I love daytime drinking. I want to get drunk before 9 and then go to bed.
I'm daytime drinking right now with you.
Yeah, you are. You're like, I was like, get her. I was outside and I was like, if we don't get some liquor in here, they're walking out. It's going to be a walkout.
Oh, now I feel bad. But
no, you didn't. We got the liquor. You didn't walk out. I was like, she's naked. Hurry, do it now. Do it now.
Do I like the way that I was naked was a pinpoint.
It was a pinpoint. And then it was funny. You're like, so I'm sorry I'm unprepared. I said, bitch, you got a title.
I forgot there's a dressing room. I'm out here changing my clothes. And I'm like, oh, wait, these are not strip club people.
Is that why there's like 25 more people walking through the door? I was like, I thought this was a closed set.
Like, I'm just going to change here.
It was perfect because, like I said, I told everybody. I'm like, look, this is an international playmate right here. I was like, and she's done a lot of porn. I was like, I just want to let you guys know, like, you guys are fucking lucky. Like, we are here at Jelani's video shoot. We are here at the Vel.
You are listening to Robert Higgs on Talk Your Ish Network, and I am from YUR Network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Panther. They have it closed for it's after hours, but it's closed during the day so we can be here on set. We are here with Shay Princess. We are here with Sasha Blanco. We are here with the Shizzle Show. Oh my God, I've been drinking. We are here with Roxy Mason. We are here with Nina Nadia. We are here with, am I missing somebody? Oh my God, I know I am. We are here with me, Tokyo-ish. if I missed somebody, I'm so sorry. You guys are so beautiful. We had a big crew of a lot of us, but again, I forget that on a Saturday in the afternoon, like, that it's hard to cat wrangle the girls dressed makeup.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, you were so sweet
this.
To do that.
I love this because I have worked almost every position at a strip club at this time. I'm coming up on 10 years.
That's
in
amazing.
The club.
How
so
are you?
We're not going to talk about my age. This is a question.
Okay.
I'm Asian. I'm anywhere in between 16 and 40.
Well, you're younger than
me. Well, yes, I do porn, so I'm anywhere in between 18 and 40.
You're like, I'm forever 22. Wait, what? You said your first porn was, what, 10 years ago?
Oh, God.
When was your first
okay,
porn?
Okay, yeah. My first porn was 10 years ago.
Did they have to coax you into anything? Like, you just knew you were
no,
ready?
So this is embarrassing, but
I
true.
Love this.
So we're going to get into this. I was an absolute party girl in college. I was a sorority girl.
What?
I was out doing A, B, C, D, F, G at parties.
I bet your sorority's like, fuck yeah.
And then one of my friends was like, why are you doing this for free?
Could have made $1 million already, right?
You could make money doing this. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah.
So
was she white?
She was a stripper.
Was she white?
No, she's black.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. Business.
Well, black women are honest.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's like, bitch, get.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this for free?
She saw that mouth. She's like, no, pay for it.
So, she kind of coaxed me into not really coaxed. I think that's the wrong word. Try out the strip club for a weekend.
Suggested. Made a good suggestion.
See, if you don't like it, what does it hurt? You do this at parties all the time anyway for free.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and then I was like, oh, my God, I made this for doing the same shit I do on the weekend anyway.
Oh, my God. That's, so you're like, so now your light bulb goes off, and you're like, let's amp it up.
So my little Indian brain is like, oh, yes, I like money.
I like money. Is there a, so she was a dancer?
Yes.
There's another one out there?
I said she was black. She's not Indian.
Said, oh, okay. I thought
my little Indian brain said I like money.
I like the way you said money. So then that just started it. That just
I never left, honestly. That was my first night and remains to be
forever
the first
set
time
in stone.
Because not the first time, the repetitive. I have not stopped since.
Well, I think you are a rare diamond in the rough, and you are so beautiful, and I think we are so blessed to have you because, again, like, we in your culture, that's not this big thing. That's not secret. Maybe so the secret underworld, but
I want to give a shout out to somebody real quick. One of the girls I talked to about porn and still do to this day, Priya Ray.
Oh, really?
So I met her at Expo. I fangirled so hard. I literally hit somebody else in the face. Like, my arms went like this. And I hit somebody.
Do you get, when they meet you, though, do they sometimes fan you back, and then you're kind of like, who am
yes,
I?
Yes, that's so awkward, because I feel like I was fangirling over you.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, fangirling over you.
And so it was a reciprocal, like,
fucking love that
girl
shit.
Party.
Yes, it was, because I'm not used, I guess I can't say I'm not used to it, but for someone to say it, I feel regular, you know, and I feel awkward. And
you called me out by my name across the parking lot.
It's like,
you said,
Sam.
I was like, oh, she recognizes me.
I looked around. I was like, where is she? Because she's here, and I don't want her here with anybody here. I want her here with me. And I seen you, and I was just like, and again, the wind's blowing in your hair, and I could smell you. Oh, my God. You know what's funny? So speaking of, you smelled like roses, not curry.
Thank you.
But
I
love the post. Was it a post or the video? No, it was a post. And you were like, here are the questions I get. Let me answer them for you.
Oh, my God.
Can we play that game, please? Tell me.
Let's do it. Let's
start.
Do it.
I mean, start it. So people really ask you, do you smell like curry?
All the time. This is a nightly question.
Do they come
up
to you and be like, do they like?
Yes. And I've done lap dances or champagne rooms or ABCDFD with guys, and they're on me and they're like, wow, you don't smell like curry.
Why would they think? Like, do you?
Is this what you expect?
Yeah. Be like, well, what is it? What do I smell like? What do I smell? What's the other question? Do you speak English?
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I got out of an entire final once. I put it off for like a week because there was a substitute teacher during the day of finals. And she did roll call in my name. This is prior to when I was married. So my name is 20 letters long. And there
thanks,
were,
Mom.
She was like, oh, are you a foreign exchange student? If you don't speak English, you can take this next week. And I was like...
You're like, yes, the card.
Yep,
worked.
I got an extra week of study.
Nobody said anything. Nobody's like, she's the most English speaking bitch in here.
No, if you heard me, I sound pretty redneck. I get it.
You said I sound pretty redneck. Oh, I wonder, are we in the shot? Are they good?
I don't know. Oh. But I'm watching.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, we're not moving. I do want to move this out of the way, though. Yes, no. I know that's right. Yeah, bitch. Come on, Aya.
Get it.
What? No more drinks for her. You got that look on your face. Help her. She's okay. It's okay. You don't have to. No pressure. Take her potty. Take her pee-pee. Come on. It always helps when you just release it. I mean, you got to go pee. Okay, so I got distracted. See, this is what happens when we're in the strip club and we're trying. And they're not even.
I have so many things to look at.
I'm telling you.
And by things, I mean women.
I know, right? So I was like, I didn't know you were a secret predator.
So wait, I know I'm not the one interviewing you at this point.
Do it.
Time,
come on.
But I'm going to ask you, are you heterosexual?
Yes, I am. And I've actually tried before. I've tried. It actually kind of like, besides someone like us as girls grabbing boobs and stuff, like, it just kind of grossed me out when the girl was like, I thought I might like it, but then we tried, and I mean, we didn't get far. But I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Well, at least you tried it then. I don't like the people that have never tried it. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, I would
no,
never.
Because I was like, maybe. Like,
but what if you do and you don't know? Yeah.
I mean, after that point, and I mean, okay, so I love it to be able to compliment, and I love the female body, and I love looking at beautiful women. Like, I don't mind
girls
looking
are
at
pretty.
They're beautiful. And I mean,
honestly, even if I was straight, like, girls are still prettier.
They're still pretty. Like, I don't want to look at Playboy. I want to look at Playgirl. Like, even though I don't want to, like, put my mouth on it, like, I want to see it. I do want to. I think
do you
about
know
her.
The amount of, like, makeup girls I follow on TikTok just because I'm, like, not even, I know I already said that I'm not.
No, say.
But just because of how pretty they are, like, oh my God.
Just want to see it.
Your
yeah.
makeup is so good. Or your outfit is popping.
You can lust over a female, but to me, I guess, without being like, oh, I just want to munch it. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but there's never a point where I'm like, gotta put my tongue in it, need my finger in it.
I feel like.
Penetration.
As a bisexual woman, there is a line that is drawn, like, where you can lust over someone, and when you're like, oh, this is a girlfriend. Not like a
So what about what does your husband say about that part of you? Does he ever get nervous? Like, is this a girlfriend or a girlfriend?
No, so this is funny, and I'm going to tell you this
story.
Tell
me. Come closer to the
table. Because it's funny.
Tell me.
It's funny. So I'm not going to name the city or the state, but nope. Honestly, I guess I shouldn't the restaurant, but there was a restaurant we went to, and the waitress was super hot.
And he could tell your
face.
And,
like, she was not paying attention to him at all.
Yeah.
And she was giving me, like, all kinds of attention. She was like, is it your birthday? Is that why you're here? No, we go out to eat all the time because we do.
Do you cook?
Yeah, I cook. Okay. Part of my OnlyFans is naked cooking, here knows.
See, I told you, I keep asking you about the naked part, and you're like, other people don't do
other
it, but you do it.
I do it. I have naked cooking shows.
All right.
But
I'm getting
back to my latest one-night stand. Thank you.
I can't wait, so you had a one-night stand with
her? Yes, that was her. So I was getting to that point.
Okay, sorry, I rushed it.
So she asked me if it was birthday. No, it's not. And she's like, just say it is. So she did. She got all the girls out of the back, all the bartenders, all the waitresses. And then we did a little birthday thing. And then at the end, I gave her my business card and wrote my number on the receipt.
But your husband, that's cool?
Yeah, he's fine with it.
Now, so, is it more of a he'll watch you or
he wasn't part of this one. And I say there were other times, but
so he's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can be like, so, is it like just come back in the morning?
Sometimes he's involved.
And then sometimes
sometimes he's watching, sometimes he's not in it at all. This one was not in it at all, and I just wanted to shout that one out because it was my latest one. So yes, I left my number on the receipt. And I it was kind of a joke.
Was she shocked?
I was on the road. Yeah. I was in between bookings on a tour. So I was in, like, a regular sundress, no makeup, nothing.
Yeah.
And
just naturally beautiful.
She was like, you're so pretty.
Did she know who you were?
She was trying to make a good tip.
Did she know who you were?
She did after I left my business card.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
She texted me, like, an hour later. It was like, I'm on lunch break, but when I get off work, where you staying at? And then she did. She came over.
My God.
And then she was like, but I am a lesbian. I don't do dudes at all. So
we
went into the bathroom. There was a nice big shower. We did our thing.
Now, so obviously that was her decision this time that your husband wasn't involved. But is it mainly like your decision? Is there ever a time where you're like, let me, just me? Like, do you get to tell him that?
Honestly, if a girl's down with both of us, I don't
really
care.
There's never a point where you're like, I just want her. Just me.
Honestly, no.
It's just a go for it. Now, this is only for women, though, not for dudes. Okay. We'll leave that for a second interview. I was just asking. I saw a smile. I don't know what that means. It was just a pretty smile. Okay. I love that. I think that's amazing because that means that that's love. That has to be love. I mean, when you met him,
it's not an open relationship.
No, totally different. No, not open. But when you want to do something in that era, in that genre, you want to do it and you can do it. And that's amazing because you guys have this understanding that obviously you love each other and this is, but I mean, you guys are not going to find
that was fun. High five.
So fun. You're never going to find anybody else like that. I don't think. And I don't think he's going to find someone like you ever. I think that's amazing.
Well, that's why I had to put a ring on it. Yeah. I was the one that proposed to him.
That is amazing. I love that. I'm going to totally have to come meet your husband. Hold on, what time? I don't want to keep you too long.
Come on. All after right, our interview, you got to come meet him.
All right. We are going to do another interview soon. I know that you travel. I definitely want to get on your podcast because I can't wait to do that. Yay. I'm so excited. I saw that.
I'll be on mine and you'll be on?
On Zoom line or whatever.
I'll be on yours. You'll be on mine.
We'll be on each other.
That sounds really sexual.
I know.
And I didn't mean it that way, but I like the way it came out.
We're bedroom bunny friends. Mm. Listen, I love that. Listen, I might come out to see you. I don't know because I've never been out your way. Do you do the pod down in the other part of the South here too, or just up in your home where you kind of are? Kinda.
The what?
You have the two houses.
Oh,
one's in the
south
without telling everybody where you are, and
the other
one in another state.
Yes.
So podcast is in the other state.
Podcast is with me. I have an entire trunk full.
What?
of camera equipment, my microphone, everything, my lighting. I have soft boxes, I have flashes.
Do you shoot your own porn?
So a lot of it is self-shot, but let's not say unprofessional because my husband's a professional photographer.
This is look, it's just getting better and better every fucking time.
So we have the cameras, the lenses, the lighting, the microphones, everything, which really helped in getting set up. I do also work as a social media manager. Shout out to Night Moves Magazine.
Night Moves, yes. Oh, my God. Paul, Tracy, I love them.
Shout out to them.
When you came out to tell everybody you were being the journalist and working for them, with them.
Yes, that's my latest project.
Love that. I got a full page for Tokyo Ish in there at the same time that you came out, and I was so, that was another time that I saw you, and I was like, oh, I feel like we were coming
together.
That's
when you sent me a friend request on Facebook.
Oh, right away, because I was like, now I feel like we work together. I was like, now I feel like I can approach you and say hello, and
so
definitely.
I do run their podcast. There's several interviews on their YouTube. Not trying to steal the light from your show.
Come on, girl, come on, this Tokyo Ish, you gonna tell me. Promote it. Also, if someone wants to get a hold of you for either bookings or for a pod, tell us how they can get a hold of you.
xsamsingx.com. Everything, every email, every link that I own is on that one website, xsamsingx.com, and it is an Indian last name, so it is S-I-N-G-H.
Yes, because every time I have to like look how to spell it, because I never want to misspell it, even though it's an easy spelling, it's like a tongue twister.
See, I thought it was going to be simple when I decided that I would feature and whatnot under that name, and people are like saying like S-I-N-G, and that has been on badges and posters and banners before. I'm like,
okay,
there's an H at the end of this.
Yeah, you're just writing in with a marker.
So xsamsingx is also my handle on all social media and most of my paid platforms, TikTok, Instagram.
I'll just freshen up while you do that.
So, xsamsingx.com, xsamsingx@gmail.com, the OnlyFans, the MiniVids,
I can't wait to check that out. Oh, my God. So, wait, another question. And it goes back to curry. Do you make a mean plate of curry?
Oh, I do, honey.
Me and my sister, she's mad probably that I'm going to tell everybody, but we had some curry chicken last night, and she was, like, burning out of her ass this morning, and then her friend, Nadia, on stage, she was like, really, you're going to...
Eat yogurt with it. Always eat yogurt with
curry.
Oh,
and then you won't burn on the...
You're good.
Because my sister, she goes, great, you're going to do a twerk video and your ass is on fire. She's like, you're gross.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. My niece loves yogurt with it. So when I tell you next time you come into town, I'm stealing you. And we need to go eat. My mom, all of us, she's going to be like, bring her to me.
Oh, no, cooking in front of an Italian? I'm nervous now.
No,
listen, I'm shaking.
No, she's going to cook for you her Italian plates because she only cooks if you're dying or dead. And for you, she'll cook. But for me and my sister, we have to be dying or dead. And then you cook your stuff. And then we're going to just have a blended.
That's a very, very different flavor, spice palette.
Well,
but let me tell you what, my favorite dish in the whole world is actually Italian.
Is it? What is it?
Chicken piccata.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm going to have to feed you. I'm going to have to win you over with
piccata is everything.
Everything. Listen, I'm a really good cook. My sister's the better Italian cook. I'm more soul food, but it can happen.
And I'm here for garlic all day, every day.
Girl, so if anybody asks me, I probably smell like garlic all the time.
The amount of garlic I put in my food is
ridiculous.
Yes.
It's never enough. It's
just
never
like,
enough.
Yep, I'm going to put
like my noodles, if I can make garlic noodles, I probably would. Like real ones. Like I love fresh onions, fresh garlic. Like I tell them, I'm like, don't cook the onion or don't cook the garlic. Just chop it up and put it in there.
Okay, so I'm going to be totally safe for work here and tell you what.
Yeah.
You can roast garlic in an air fryer in 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. And just pop them in your mouth? Like little pop balls?
It's like butter. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that because I have an air fryer.
I'm going to send you the recipe. Okay. Everybody else can find it on my OnlyFans.
Yeah, and I'm not telling nobody. I'm going to be like, look what she gave me. But I am definitely checking out your
cooking.
Don't
tell your Italian mom, though.
No.
Don't do that. Oh, she'll be like, she put it in the air fryer.
No, I swear. No, she's got an air fryer. I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh,
she's got an air fryer.
No. Yep. I can't believe it.
Yep, she does. And it's been great, disgraceful all the time. And she's like, just make something. Like I said, she won't do the Italian cooking unless, like.
But yeah, you did say that. She doesn't cook.
No, she does it for, like, important people. or like, I mean, anybody but us, actually, because I guess we asked for it. And it just, she'll do like Easter, and you just got to beg her. You just got to beg her. But when, so I call her house the rehab center for me, because whenever I have like surgery or something, like I always go there to recover, because she does wait on you hand and foot like an Italian mom.
But the line is at cooking.
No, she'll feed, if you're dying or dead. Or close to it, or recovering, she will nurse you back to health with food. So sometimes I'm like, what's that elective surgery we don't need so I can eat some pasta?
Mom's I'm getting my nose job done next week.
Doing it again. Like, my sister had her body redone, and she's got a full BBL. That's why she's got the one Superman outfit on, the cat suit, and she's going to go for round two. And I really think round two is so that my mom could cook for her.
I'm just gonna get your lips done. That's easy to be like, yeah.
My lips can't get any. I don't know. I don't know if they can get any bigger. I don't know.
That's a super cute face. Yeah, and I'm like, here for it.
I'm gonna be like, well, Sam, you're gonna have to marry me now because no one wants me with my lips looking like this.
I was trying to think of easy things.
An easy thing to do. Listen, I want to meet your husband. We are wrapping this up. This is Tokyo Ish with Samsung out here. It's Samsung X Samsung X. Ooh, I'm gonna have to like tattoo that somewhere. Matter of fact, I'm gonna
get to choose where.
Yeah, duh.
This will be fun.
Except my vagina, because it's probably not ready. It's not ready today. My husband's like, oh yeah, you waxed everywhere. I was like, no, I'm gonna wear not there. No, it was cold out. It was really cold. It was cold. But we're out here in Tampa at the Velvet Panther. Thank you so much to Chris and Howie. You guys are freaking amazing. Chris, especially because you own it, and it's, you know, letting us come in for the hours. Jelani's Critical Visions out here. We are doing this video, and I'm probably really silly because I don't know what the song. I think it's just Freak Twerk Industry. Oh, we're really bad. Sorry, Jelani. But definitely he knows that we showed up and showed out. So,
yes, we did, mamas.
Yes, I love you so much. And we're going. We're going now. We're going. I want to meet this husband. Let's go. You ready?
I'm ready. Okay.